that we do right around Veterans Day is to honor the veterans and the folks who've served in the military with a lunch and then a program.
Absolutely. An opportunity to, I guess, do what you can, a little part to kind of give back to those who gave a lot.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a very, very small percentage of folks who served in the military. It's about 1% overall that serve in the military. And so it's a particularly, it's a unique group of folks in our community that we feel is important to honor.
Yeah, and a lot of them are getting older, too, aren't they?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, we talk about that every year when it rolls around time at Memorial Day and talk about some of those grave sites that we decorate and talk a little bit about some of those folks we've lost in the last year. But that's not about this time. This is about celebrating service.
Yeah, and like I said, we honor our old veterans, but we also have some new veterans as well. And we certainly hope that they'll also participate in this as well as we continue to fight our wars and we continue to send men and women into harm's way.
Sure. And you've got a presentation coming up here this go-around, too. Talk about that.
Yeah, so Bill and Yvonne Williams are friends in Omaha who have a nonprofit. They had two sons that served in the military, and they have established a nonprofit called Patriotic Productions where they have a traveling exhibit that honors a photographic exhibit with a biography of the men and women who've been killed in our current wars. And it's done state by state, and they send this this exhibition around to various places. And so we've had it in Elkhorn and Exira. Other places around Iowa, we've had the one that focused on the Iowa, those who've been killed in action in Iowa.
Sure. We'll get a little deeper into the weeds on the details on that. I was hoping to get a hold of him here in the next few days and see if we could work out a time to visit with him a little bit about the work that they've done. But are these a lot of donated photos, or are these things that they've gone out and taken care of?
They update it. It's an ongoing thing. So when we have folks who die in battle, then they go out and they research and they sort of update state by state the folks that are honored in this exhibition.
Sure. So folks who have maybe experienced this before in places locally like Elkhorn or Exira, it won't be the same necessarily.
Could we hope it's the same? Every time it's different, it's because someone has lost their life in service of our country. So they also do, they support an honor flight or honor flights for our older veterans to go to Washington, D.C. and visit the memorials that are dedicated to the wars that they fought in.
Sure. All right. Well, the meat of this is we want folks to have an opportunity to come out and enjoy that particular day. To experience the presentation and then also to just enjoy a meal and a little fellowship with folks with the Atlantic Rotary. And you're making just an open invitation?
Yeah, please. We want everybody who served. We will accommodate as many folks as we can get there. We hope some of the younger veterans will also find their way there. It's always a great opportunity when you have veterans hanging out together. War stories may be something like fishing stories, but they're certainly engaging, and it's a part of history that needs to be kept alive. And I think the camaraderie that happens when you get a few veterans together, the stories are very compelling and they're very interesting.
Yeah, do you get pretty good participation from local veterans?
Yeah, we do. We usually have quite a few number of local folks coming. Again, it's a great opportunity to have a meal and to engage in some conversations, maybe with some folks from different conflicts, and enjoy an engaging program, a very interesting speaker in Bill Williams.
Yeah, well, and a chance to kind of expand your horizons a little bit, too, living in a small town here in a small rural area. We kind of all assume we know pretty much everybody, but yeah, you'll find a few stories and a few faces that are new.
Yeah, I always find stories. And like I said, once you get veterans talking, then those stories sort of start flowing. So it's a great experience. It's a great opportunity for us to honor military veterans in particular, which is really the crux of this. It's really the whole intent here is that we provide a meal that honors the veterans in our community.
Yeah, and as a veteran yourself, you can kind of speak to this a little bit. What does it mean when someone steps up and says thank you or does something nice for someone who served?
Well, I think I'm an old soldier now. I think I'm sort of moving into the realm of the old soldier category now. But I think it's nice. I think it's a gesture. It's something. It's a remembrance. It's something of a memorial like I said, a very, very unique group of people who have served, who, whether they served in combat or not, they were willing. And that's, you know, our wars sort of ebb and flow, and folks fall into certain timelines and so forth. So we're not, whether you served in combat or not, I think it's we need to honor those who are willing to stand up and show up.
Sure. Why is this important for the Atlantic Rotary Club?
Well, I think, again, the Rotary Club is a club that is a service-oriented club. Primarily, and everybody's volunteers. We join because we want to give back. We want to serve, and this is a particularly for me in particular. It's a very it's probably the best meeting I think of the year.
When they get a chance to experience that that presentation by Bill and his wife, what do you hope they get out of that? What's bringing them some to a location like that with this type of a presentation? What do you hope folks take away from it?
Well, I think we all, as veterans, we all are concerned about the casualties. We're always concerned about those who are killed. It's an opportunity to honor them as well, I think. Bill and his wife have done some just remarkable work with documenting so that we have these memorials that can travel around from place to place in each of the states. The honor flights, I hope that maybe there's an opportunity for some of our local veterans who may not have heard about or may not have been involved. There's opportunity for them to get a little bit more information about maybe a quick trip. They are quick trips or like day trips to Washington, D.C. and back. But I hope that there may be some potential for some of our local veterans to maybe have an opportunity to participate in those very, very compelling opportunities to see the memorials writ large in the conflicts that we've fought in.
Sure. Well, you know, I guess obviously we're fortunate that we don't typically fight on our own soil, that most of this happens elsewhere when it does happen, but it also, it seems like it's another world away for a lot of folks, and I know through what you've done with your connections in Afghanistan and the Middle East that there's been a lot of trying to bring some of that home so folks understand exactly what goes on and some of the things that we're able to accomplish.
Yeah, I think my particular nonprofit is sort of born out of experiences I had in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that's where we're focused on. I felt like that there was we needed to honor those that we sort of engaged when we went to those countries to honor the these folks bought into what we were selling when we went, which is democracy and freedom and those kinds of things. And we see that we haven't sort of reached that point where we've got peace and security in these areas. But there are folks on the ground who are working 24/7, young people, a very unique generation of Iraqis and Afghans who have grown up over the last 20 years that we've been fighting there, who are working day and night in very, very dangerous situations to make their communities better. We work with a nonprofit in Herat, Afghanistan, for example, that it's a women-founded nonprofit, a local women-founded nonprofit, Afghan women helping Afghan women in displacement camps, thousands and thousands of women and children in particular who are sort of in these displacement camps with very, very little attention. And so we've got projects to help these women pull themselves out of poverty, for example, through marketable skills training, helping them business mentoring. We've got a partnership with the World Food Program to provide food vouchers for the participants in our six-month program. We felt like it was important to pay some attention to their children, so we started a kindergarten in May where they're learning both English and their native Dari languages, trying to provide a path out of these displacement camps for these women. We just completed a bathroom. There's a school has first through 12th grade in a very rural area in western Afghanistan, had no bathrooms. So you have girls in high school who have no bathroom at all. There's no bathroom facility at all. We just completed work on a bathroom facility down there through the efforts of a young doctor that we've been working with for many, many years, and through his nonprofit down there as well. So there's all these people on the ground that we never see who truly are the real heroes in a lot of this stuff. And that's what inspires me every day to get up and try to raise a little bit more money so that we can fund these projects and these very, very important, simple projects like bathrooms and economic development in kindergartens.
Things that might seem small to us are gigantic to those folks who've never been able to really experience some of those things that freedom can bring.
Absolutely. And these are Afghans and Iraqis on the ground who are making these things happen, not so much me. I live in Elkhorn. I have very, very little fear of roadside bombs and shootings and things like that. These folks deal with that every single day, and they continue with this optimism and hope about their participation in making the world a better place, beginning in their communities.
You bet. Well, and that, in many cases, happened through the work of some of the folks that you'll be honoring coming up here next week. Again, give folks the details on that opportunity.
So next Tuesday, 12th November, so a week from tomorrow, about 11:45, we start trying to rally everybody up so we get everybody seated, get their meals, and then get ready for the Bill Williams his presentation.
Okay, very good. And if folks would like to show up, they don't need to call ahead necessarily, do they?
You could. It's kind of nice to sort of. I've given up on trying to get an exact total, but if you could, Rick Burns is my name. My phone number is 712-249-7435. You can give me a call and just leave a message or whatever. It just gives us a little bit better idea what the final count's going to be.
Okay, very good. So put that on the schedule and take advantage of that opportunity. Rick, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it, and appreciate all that the Rotary Club does here locally to help support.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.